Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Try It Live here on Blog Talk Radio. And it is almost the new year, 2017. And on the line, calling in from Anchorage, Alaska, is the co-host of our show. Her name is Casey Randall. Casey, how's it going?
I'm doing good, Robert. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Everything is well. The holidays are at least halfway behind us. How was Christmas at your house?
It was great. Christmas is always fun, but having little ones around makes Christmas even more exciting. So it's always great to get up and see their excitement on Christmas Day. And yeah, it was good around here. How about yours?
It was great. You know, the kids came out, our grandson and our son came out on Christmas Eve, and it's always fun to have a year and a half year old tear open into gifts and say, "Cool, dude," when he sees stuff, and it's always a good day.
It is. Yes, that's awesome that you had family to celebrate it with.
So I saw yesterday that you guys are out and about in the snowy weather here in Anchorage. We have been blessed with lots of snow up our way. I guess we have about a foot here. I know you guys were out doing some snowshoeing and some sledding. Is that right?
We were. We went down into Turnagain Pass yesterday, and oh my gosh, there's tons of great fresh powder. And of course, one side of the pass is open to snow machining, so people were doing a lot of that. But on the other side of the road where we were just making first tracks. And if we didn't have those snowshoes, I was literally sinking up to my waist and stopping. But there was more snow.
It would have covered the kids' heads then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? They are just light enough that, I mean, they would sink sometimes, and they had their little snowshoes too, but we would make no shoe track, and they could mostly walk on it without sinking. So they're still little enough to do that.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, Casey, about them just light enough to sink or not sink. You know, I'm often out with our dog teams, and, you know, we're scooting along, and, you know, I might have a 12-dog team lined out, and for whatever reason we stop, and I get off the sled, and I sink up to my knees, but those 12 dogs are right on top of the snow, and for whatever reason, they don't sink at all.
Wow, that's really interesting, because when we were down there yesterday, we were talking about dogs and just wondering how that would be to try to mush through something like that. And it sounds like they do a little better than I thought they would do in that kind of snow.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we are getting out on the sleds. We went out for about a 25-mile run last night, looking to hook up three teams today. We're supposed to get a pretty good snowstorm up here, I guess, tomorrow and through the weekend. So mushing is in full swing. Training is doing well. I got a trainer for my bike. It's still sitting in the box. So I guess that's one of my New Year's resolutions, and that's what we're talking about today. Is that right?
Right. Well, you'll have to get that out. That's funny. You've been wanting one of those, so that's awesome. You got it. And speaking about biking, I know somebody in your family got a fat bike. And I guess probably maybe fat biking happens in the lower 48 too, right? But it's a pretty big thing that more and more people are doing up here. I'm afraid to get on one because I think if I get on one, I will want one. So what does your family think about fat biking?
You know, we are fat bike crossovers for sure. We started with our fat bikes a couple of years ago. We were at the Chugiak dryland races just right down the road from us, and everybody had fat bikes with their dogs, and they were just beating us into the ground with our little skinny mountain bike tires on the muddy trails. So I said to Michelle, I said, we've got to get some fat bikes if we're going to compete with these guys, being that we can't compete with sprint dogs anyway, but with our slow distance dogs. But we had to try it out with our fat bikes, and I am hooked. I got one for Michelle for Christmas. She took it out yesterday, and she's not quite sure exactly how to ride it yet. It is a different style of riding. It's kind of like it's a little bit like snowshoeing with that fat tire that sort of just molds into the snow. It's kind of a slow churn versus a fast pedal like you would be used to on a normal bike, even on the trails with a mountain bike.
Right. And, you know, I think it started mostly with people riding them on the snow and the ice, right? But I think people use them year round now. So I'm kind of, I need to nut for a while, but I think we may become fat bikers at some point too.
You will love it. You can go just about anywhere on any trail, and it is a blast for sure. And before we get involved, Casey, we have a dog here in camp over the holidays, and as soon as I started talking, he started barking, so I apologize for that, but I guess that's what happens when your co-host is a dog trainer and he's hosting from home.
We have those great distractions, right? It makes us real. We're just real people with real lives, right?
That's right. If it's not dogs, it's kids for sure. So
right.
let's get into today's topic. Today we're talking
okay.
about New Year's resolutions, in particular with exercise and fitness, possibly with diet. I know this is a big thing on most people's lists. You will see a heck of a lot of people in the gyms around towns starting next week, and that will last for what, 3-4 months, and then you can go into the gym anytime and jump on any machine pretty quickly, can't you?
Right, yeah, January is usually pretty packed at those gyms, right, and they're always offering a great deal, and people sign up like crazy, people buy each other presents to the gym, and I guess, you know, statistics show that 30 days to 3 months are about the time that people keep their, you know, New Year's resolutions, which I was surprised. I think 3 months would be pretty good. You'd form a good habit, but a lot of people fall off after that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I have done that myself over the years. I've said, yep, I'm going to go to the gym every day and, you know, I'm going to do this and do that. And like you said, by about March or so that it typically falls off. But I think there's a big warning sign with that because the gyms know exactly what they're doing with this. They know folks are going to come in and sign up for these memberships, and most of them are non-refundable, and you will pay a hefty penny for that three-month resolution, won't you?
Right. And, you know, I mean, I know we've talked about how I love to exercise, and hey, I've been members of gyms, different ones around town, and I don't know, it's kind of the same old story. You think you're going to go a lot, and then life gets in the way, and with those beautiful distractions. So sometimes the gym is great. I used to go a lot before I had kids. My husband and I would go. We'd work out together in the morning. We'd go at night, and we used it. But I think a lot of money is sadly wasted on a gym membership.
Right. So let's talk about some of your New Year's resolutions that you've done in the past, how successful they are or were, and then I'll tell you some of mine, and then we'll figure out what's the best way to tackle them.
I don't remember when I started making resolutions. I guess as you get older, you realize what a resolution is, and then, oh, I guess I should make them because we should, right? And that was what I did a little Googling on the internet found out that, you know, maybe the best way to make a resolution isn't to say should, but to think about what we want and why we want it. So we can think about that with our own resolutions. But I don't know, Robert, tell me what's something you've made a resolution in the past? I know you asked me, but how about you?
Well, you know, I have, like I said, we've done the gym thing, we've done eating healthy, we've done losing weight, enjoy life to the fittest, travel more, spend more time with the kids. All of those things have been very popular with us. But what seems to stick are not necessarily major lifestyle changes, but maybe just goal setting. Seems to work better for us and be able to sort of tackle those goals one by one and make sure that things happen. Because if you go into a resolution, in particular a New Year's, and you say, I want to lose weight this year, there's nothing to mark that as attainable. Is losing weight 1 pound? Is losing weight 50 pounds? Is losing weight 20 pounds and gaining it back in December. You know, it's very interesting how people set these goals, and often they're unattainable.
Well, exactly, and goes back to the what do you want and why do you want it, and then the big part is your motivation to do it. And I think that if you start to, like you said, make a goal, and there's a goal-setting strategy that was developed quite many years ago, like in the 1980s, called the SMART goals. I don't know, have you ever heard of that?
Right. And, oh, yes, I'm very familiar.
And it's just an acronym, right, for how to set a good goal. And it talks about setting a specific goal, a measurable goal, make sure it's attainable, relevant, and time-bound. And I think the key, and I'm going to follow these things, when I'm doing my New Year's resolutions, but to really step back and write them down, which I already have written a few down, and then take the time to plan steps so that I can actually achieve them.
Right. You know, I am a very big fan of SMART goals. And I guess one right off the top of my head, we were talking about losing weight. If you were to say, I plan to lose weight by eating a healthy diet. I plan to lose 15 pounds by eating a healthy diet by June 15th. I think that that is a SMART goal. It's specific. It's measurable. 5 or 15 pounds. It's attainable. You can lose 15 pounds in 6 months. It's relevant,
right,
or realistic, and it's time. You're saying June 15th. So you're not saying I'm going to lose it in 2017. You're not saying I'm going to lose weight. You're not going to say I'm going to lose weight by just dieting. You're saying something very specific, and I think that that helps you out because it gives you points on your plan to figure out, are you on track? And some people take those SMART goals and then they develop shorter goals in that period of time. So if they say that same goal, I'm going to lose 15 pounds by June 15th, 2017 by eating a healthy diet, they may say, okay, I'm going to exercise 3 days a week. I am going to eliminate soda. I'm going to weigh myself every day. I'm going to work out 3 days a week. All of those things can go into that very specific SMART goal of losing that weight by June. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, you know, people say I need to, excuse me, sorry, find the time to do this. And, you know, we don't need to find the time. We need to really set specific time to do these things. And so with the working out, for example, if you don't schedule it into your day, and I have been an anti-scheduler for many years of my life, but I'm finding that if you schedule it, then you have a lot better chance of actually getting it done.
Right. I was just reading today before we went on, and it something popped up that says you're 42% more likely to attain your goals if you write them down. And I think if you write them down and let somebody else know the goal, will increase your odds even more. So if you write down your goal and maybe put it on the refrigerator, I'm going to ride 1,000 miles on my bike before the end of summer, and you put that on your refrigerator and you tell your spouse, significant other, whoever, I think that that will help you achieve that goal a little bit better than just not sort of thinking about it, just sort of having it in the back of your mind, and you say, "Oh yeah, I really should ride my bike, but it's got my my clothes hanging off of it that I need to iron for the laundry, or you know, it sure is getting dusty there in the corner in the garage. It sure is a difficult thing to get out there and ride my bike when it's raining or it's muddy or it's hot or whatever." There's always excuses for goals as well, aren't there?
Yeah, and you know, the joke is that the treadmill or the stationary bike or all those things become really good closets, clothes racks. But that is
right.
Key to make sure that what you're going to do is ready and set for you to go. You know, I'm not a morning person, but I'd love to be a morning person. But I have, my energy grows as the day goes. So, you know, at night I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get up at 6 a.m. and I'm going to go running. You know, I'm going to exercise and I feel great. But then in the morning I'm tired. And if I don't have my shoes ready, my clothes ready, and, you know, access to, I don't want to move the clothes off the treadmill, then I'm not going to do it. And so that pre-planning, which only takes a few minutes, but it's sometimes hard to do, right? But if you pre-plan, then you are more apt to get up and do it.
It is for sure. So I want to go over the top 10 New Year's resolutions on Nielsen.com. And for folks that have heard that name before, those are the company that tracks TV watching and all that sort of stuff. You always hear about Nielsen ratings. So from Nielsen.com, the top 10 are: stay fit and healthy, 37%. lose weight, 32%, enjoy life to the fullest, 28%, spend less time, save more, 25%, spend more time with family, 19%, get more organized, 18%, will not make any more resolutions. I think that's the best one. 16%, learn something new or a new hobby, 14%, travel more, 14%, and read more, 12%. Aside from that one, make no more resolutions, what is your favorite one, or which one have you had on your list over the years?
Well, I definitely always have, you know, to try to get fitter. That organized one, that's a big one for me that I'm always working on. And I do have on my list to quit having clutter, because clutter,
right?
The clutter doesn't always bother me if there's a pile here or a pile there, but I've found that I smile more when I walk into my room that's cleaned up, and it also makes my husband happier, and then the kids are happier, so they can have a trickle-down effect, and I think that goes back to the why that can be motivating. What else was on there? Of course, spend more time with family. Those are all good ones. Pretty common with lots of people, right?
They are, and you know, they're... And, of course, it's not listed here, but none of them are very specific, are there? None of them say, for example, spend less, save more. There's nothing on there that says I'm going to save $1,000 by June or July or whatever, or I'm going to cut out cable and internet and all these other things to spend less, or I'm going to eat out less and cook more at home. So nothing is very specific, and I think that that's why a lot of these goals are very hard to reach. So, Casey, what have been some fitness goals that you have set for yourself, and were those attainable? So did you go in, some January in the past and say, I'm going to, you know, run a marathon in May, and I'm going to do this by doing that?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because that was going to be my example. But yes, a number of years ago, my husband and I both said we had done a bunch of different mountain races, and that was really fun to do that and would be in that community. But we said, let's do some road running. So we said, let's sign up for a marathon. So we signed up for the Mayor's Marathon here in Anchorage, Alaska, and it was January, and the Mayor's Marathon is in June. And you know, I'm all for dreaming big. I think that's great. We had never even run a 5K before, but I mean, we had both run. But what's fun about dreaming big is it's great, it's grand, you're excited, and then you've got to take the steps to do it. So within those steps, we ran other things. Like all of a sudden we did some 5Ks, and then we did 10Ks, and then we did a half marathon. And I think what's fun about that, and to remember about any resolution you're making, whether it's running or any of these other ones you just listed, you also need to celebrate the journey, because I think what happens is people start to fall short maybe of what they think is their big dream goal, and they don't celebrate all the successes they're having in between or along the journey. And that's important too, right?
You know, I totally agree, and it is good to have a buddy along, whether it is a husband or a wife or a training partner or your best friend. That also provides some accountability, too. So if your girlfriend's knocking on your door at 6 a.m. to go running, as you mentioned a little while ago, even if your shoes aren't quite ready, if somebody's pounding on your door, you better get up and go with her, right?
For sure. Having that support system, telling people, like you said before, telling people what your goals are, and help, you know, really having one or two people to say, hey, can you help keep me accountable? Because it is so easy to make excuses, and we all do it.
We do. And, you know, what I found interesting and what's sort of the fad these days is having things to sort of check off or achievements. As you know, Casey, there's all sorts of ways to get virtual badges and points and, you know, do all these certain things. I know what's becoming very popular are these virtual races now. You see them all over the internet, on Facebook in particular, where you can run a 5K and post your time on Facebook or whatever, send a picture of you know, your watch or whatever that says you've completed it, and you'll get a medal or a T-shirt, and you don't have to go to that 5K that's held on Saturdays in June in your neighborhood. What do you think about that, the sort of virtual way of attaining goals by getting buttons and medals and pins and all these sorts of things that people really like these days?
I think whatever works for you is good. You know, if it motivates you, then stick with it. If you're having trouble, then maybe you have to look and say, I haven't found what motivates me. I'm not hungry enough for this. Do I want to lose 5 pounds? Okay, what do I really need to do? And we need to make changes, right? We need to stick to those things. One thing that you'd ask, something that I've changed that has worked really well, is food planning. Do you guys do any food planning in your house? Like for
meals?
You know,
we're terrible about that. I know I said it a few weeks ago how terrible we are with eating, especially in the wintertime. Like last night I got in at 10 o'clock. After our run, and I ate a cold hamburger that was made the day before that was in the refrigerator, and I ate that before I went to bed at midnight or 1 a.m. or whatever, and that was all I ate all day. So, yeah, we're terrible at meal planning, and I think that could be a goal that I want to set for this year.
Well, I can tell you our experience, and it's been a really good one, and I can't believe we didn't do it years ago, but we started about, I don't know, maybe 7 months ago now, with sitting down at the end of each week, beginning on Sundays, we sit down and we say, what are we going to have for the week? And we just take a piece of paper and we write down each day of the week. And now we actually look forward to it. At first it was a chore, but we think about what we have in our house, because then we build from that. So we have a lot of, you know, meat in the freezer, canned salmon, you know, just whatever we have. Then we make a list for the store of what we need. And we just do it for dinners. But if you have dinner planned, I swear you have everything planned, because for me, it takes away my anxiety of what I'm going to feed my family at night. We have saved a lot of money by doing that. And it's, you know, we put it right up on the fridge, and I don't forget to add maybe some side dishes. Before it was like, oh, yes, I made the main dish, but nothing else, and we're not fancy. It has really helped and saves a ton of time, too. So maybe that's something you want to start doing as well.
I agree. And you know what you just did, Casey? You outlined a SMART goal tick by tick with that. You said that you did this, you did that, you did this, you did that. And it's worked for you. You said that it's been going on for about 7 months, and I assume it's much easier today than it was in April or so when you first started it. And it's a little bit easier on the rest of the family when they know what they're having for dinner. Is that right?
Well, it's great, because I remember, you know, having those moments of, oh gosh, my husband's coming home from work, the kids are doing this, I need to quick come up with a meal. And I could get pretty creative, and I was pretty proud of some of the dishes I put together really quickly. But now I have it up on the fridge, and, you know, you can change. I mean, I think you shouldn't be a slave to your schedule, but it really helps to say, okay, we'll move this from Wednesday to Friday, or like tonight we're having pulled pork. It's going in the crock pot, and we can go play, and we can come home to a meal. Before we had that, we would be out having an adventure, and we'd stop, and we might get fast food or something quick, or everybody was stressed and hungry when we came home. So it's really been a good thing for us to do that meal planning.
It has, for sure. So, Casey, we have a few minutes left, and I want to put each of us on the spot here, since we're doing a weekly show. I would like for us to come up with a goal. It doesn't necessarily need to be a New Year's resolution, but I would like for each of us to come up with a goal and be able to share our experiences over the next several weeks, depending on whether it's a long-term or a short-term goal, and hold each other accountable to that goal. Can we do that?
Let's do that. It sounds fun.
Would you like to go first or me? I haven't thought of one yet, so if you have one down, maybe you could go first.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking of this, too. I like to just go with the wind sometimes, and so I have trouble because we've talked about this before, I want to do it all, And it feels good to pick things because then I actually get them accomplished, you know? Do you feel that same way about stuff?
Oh yeah, if you can accomplish something, I think it makes you feel real good. Like we were talking about with that those virtual goals, if you can just have something to say, look, I did it, whatever it is. Because some of these goals are tough if there's not a measurable result, whatever it is. You may say you want to lose 5 pounds, but 5 pounds isn't a lot of weight if you're, you know, 200 pounds like me. I probably wouldn't notice 5 pounds as much as I would notice 20.
Right, right. But you do start to feel those great effects from that too. You know, okay, I have one. I'm going to throw it out there because it's something I've been wanting to get done and I keep putting it off. And I got a screen printing kit and I've been wanting to actually burn my first screen and make my first screen and start making shirts. And this has to do with Be Alive because the screen I have is a Be Alive screen. And that's an easier way for me to get that message out to people. And so I'm going to make it a goal to get that screen burnt. Of course, that's first, and then start making at least the first shirt. So that'll be what I'm going to be working on to check in with.
All right. That sounds good. And when will you have those, in order to measure and time, when are you going to have those first shirts done?
Well, I'm going to have the screen, the first screen burnt within this next week. So I'll just give myself a week, actually half a week. And then, so I'd like to have shirts done. I'd like to have my first shirt done before I talk to you next week. How's that?
Wow. Wow. That's a quick goal for sure. All right. So my goal, Casey, since I just got the trainer, we talked about that, the trainer for my bike. And as everybody's listening, and as you know, I'm doing the Lava Man Triathlon in April. I believe it's April 2nd. It's Sunday. My goal, my specific SMART goal for this show is I'm going to ride my bike 500 miles before the triathlon, which is April 1st. So I think that's an attainable goal. I think it's measurable. I think it's realistic. But I'm asking you as a triathlete, do you think 500 miles trainer is enough for, I don't know, what is it, a 20K bike ride, I guess. Maybe it's a 40K, I'm not sure. I'm pretty good on the bike, so I'm not too worried about the distance. Do you think that's a realistic goal for what I'm trying to accomplish?
Well, I'm trying to quick do all that math in my head, but it seems like you have enough time to do all that, and I think for sure, Robert, I think you should go for it.
All right, so that's my goal. Mine's a little bit longer in terms of time than yours is, but your goal is to have shirts ready by, let's say, 2 weeks. Let's say
two weeks
from today. So, okay, and we'll give you some time to work out the kinks. Maybe that first screen doesn't work out, or maybe the ink is too wet and smears, whatever. Let's say for your goal it's 2 weeks from today, and you plan to have shirts made for Be Alive, so that's your goal that we're going to hold you accountable for. And my goal that I'll keep track of is 500 miles on my trainer before the end of March. And let's keep track of these. And if you want to come up with some other goals as we go along between now and March, please share them, and we'll track them, and maybe we can get some listener feedback as we go.
Awesome. And so, you know, your first goal needs to be to get that trainer out of the box, right?
You know, I'm sitting here looking at it right now. We just picked it up at the post office yesterday. It actually got there on the 19th, so I was about 8 days late in picking it up. But I'm looking at it right now, and I think I might crack open that box as soon as we're off the air.
See, it's awesome. We just get ourselves motivated. I love this show. It helps me be
excellent.
Better person. So, thank you.
It does, for sure. All right, Casey, we are out of time. We have about 40 seconds left. Great show. I hope you have a happy new year with you and your family. I hope everything is successful as you want it to be in the coming new year, and I look forward to spending time with you every week here on Try Alive.
All right, well, happy new year.
Happy new year to you. So on behalf of my co-host, Casey Randall, We will see you guys next time. Be sure to check out Be Alive on Facebook. It is the little green banner with the white letters Be Alive. We will talk to you guys later. Goodbye.